Hey, this is a mini episode just to kind of reflect on some of the comments that Jim made in my previous episode. Jim was born in Dooley, Georgia, 1923, and we're talking about growing up there.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading, K-12, a podcast for educators. Helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
So now you've listened to the first part of my interview with Mr. Jim Spradley. You know, what I want to do today is I want to take a minute just to reflect on some of what you heard him talk about. By the way, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, this is one segment of one part of a multi-part series that is focused on using interviews as a primary source for your classroom content. Go back and listen to episodes 165, where I introduce what I'm getting ready to do, and 166, which is the first part of my interview with Mr. Jim Spradley. 166 begins the interview, just to be clear. So, Jim, also known as Watson or Bud, in the first part, was talking about living in South Georgia. He was born in 1923. How could you use this episode to create an engaging activity for your classes? You know, you could focus on some of the vocabulary he uses. For example, like there, he uses these words: sharecropper, mule, weeder, plow, chamber pot, WPA, Roosevelt, kerosene, horse trough, and well. Just to name a few, those are some of the terms that your students may not be familiar with. Could you use those to create an activity around and to go find images that could help them put an image in their mind? You could focus on, in the beginning, one of the things he talks about is the whole thing about retelling stories. You know, as he was getting ready to be shipped off to World War II, he was visiting a pub and he kept running into veterans of World War I who would tell him, you know, what he called these boring stories of how they single-handedly won the war, and he always promised himself that he would never do that if he ever survived the next war. So talk about that just a little bit. Do you think you could create an activity around his comments there, having a discussion about the previous war right before he ships off to World War II? Think about what he was talking about. He's getting ready to go to war, he's drinking in a pub, and he's wondering if he will live, if he will return. But yet he is going to serve. Do you see where I'm going? Think deeper into his comments. Very cool. He mentioned being called multiple names, like Bud and Watson. At school, he was Watson. Where did that come from? He grew up in Dooley County, born in 1923 in a town called Pinehurst, Georgia. Pinehurst, he said, is very small. So think about this. Could you show students who are not familiar with this part of the country, this part of the state, this part of Georgia, could you show them where these are located? He said his father was a sharecropper. What did he mean? You actually hear him explain this later as he gets into the whole concept of this idea of one person or one company owned all of the land and you farmed and tilled part of it. Did you hear him say that in the Depression, people were sharecroppers? He noted that his father would say things like, you know, that piece of land over there was just bought by such and such insurance company. He said there was always something to do on the farm, by the way. He talked about chores. Did you hear at what age he started helping? Now, one of the things that maybe caught your ear was there was not a furnace. There was an open fireplace, and there was no indoor plumbing. They used a chamber pot. Describe his school. He said it was two-story. He said that it was rebuilt by the WPA under one of, you know, Roosevelt's program. They built them a decent school, is what he said. Now, how could you use that section to go back and create an activity so that your students understood a little bit more about the time frame? He said there was no kindergarten. The grades only went through 11th. His mother was a teacher, but she didn't graduate from college, and his father went through the third grade. So what sort of discussion could you have centered around those topics? By the way, did you catch his whole comment about he was left-handed and someone decided that he needed to be right-handed. And so they started forcing him to be right-handed. And when they did that, he started stuttering. And as a result, he didn't want to go to school. He started hating school. What's interesting is that he also comments that a doctor eventually figures out that, hey, let's switch him back, and then the stuttering goes away. Why did he have to study before dark? Remember him talking about kerosene? Hey, listen to his talk about getting water for the horses, filling up the trough from the well. Listen to him describe his eighth grade picture. He had on overalls and was barefoot, but did you hear what he said about the things that boys tried to do, be the first ones to get their shoes off? I asked him, what type of things did you do for fun? And, you know, he started describing how they used tools. They had a little tool work area, him and his brother. And did you hear him talk about making a cart to use with a goat? Why didn't it work very well? It was interesting because one of the things that he talked about is he also talked about how basically the owner of the land had the mules, the plow tools, and the land. His father provided the labor. He said, for some reason, we called them horse farms, but we used mules. He never quite understood that. You'll hear a description of what his father told him. What did they do with the corn they raised? That was interesting. About the only thing they bought was salt and pepper and a few spices. Wow, do you see that you probably could have a really great discussion around that? Basically, they developed everything they needed on the farm. Did you hear him talk about the guys who would come out to where they lived, selling out of a trunk so they didn't have to go to town? They called them drummers. How did they pay them? And they, by the way, often brought them the salt and pepper. So this was just the first part of the interview. I hope that this reflection on what Jim talked about can help you think a little deeper about how you could create some really cool activities to help your students understand growing up in South Georgia. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for part two next week. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends. Take care.